This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Since the fighting began in Darfur, Sudan, 4 years ago, an estimated 200,000 people have died. But this week there was some good news from the region. It seems the number of people dying is on the decline. That's what Edmund Sanders, Nairobi Bureau Chief for the LA Times, reported earlier this week. He joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You write that 3 years ago, the number of people dying was at its peak. What were the numbers like then?
There's a lot of debate about the numbers, but they were as high as 6,000 to 10,000 a month. Some people think even those are too low.
And what's the death toll at right now?
This is another subject to debate, and what I heard from many people was that the numbers are much, much lower. The range that I collected from a variety of sources, from UN figures, from interviewing people on the ground there and diplomats, was between 100 and 600 perhaps a month. And it's been steadily coming down over that time.
That's quite significant. What do you think explains the change?
There's a variety of factors behind it. And one of the biggest is simply the success of the humanitarian effort there. There's almost 12,000 humanitarian workers in Darfur, dozens of NGOs, the United Nations, and they're spending close to $700 million a year. What this perhaps shows is that a lot of that effort is working. A lot of the deaths, the malnutrition, the hunger that we were seeing in the earlier days is not occurring, certainly not in the same levels. The mortality rates, according to some of the figures that we're seeing now, are almost back to the levels that they were before the conflict.
On the face of it, this sounds like tremendously good news, but I wonder if there might be a dark side to it. Might this mean that aid organizations will start pulling out of the region anytime soon?
That is always a risk, and it's important to remember that it's a very fragile environment. Just because you might be seeing this happening now doesn't mean that the problem is fixed and that everyone can go home. There are more than 4 million people who are dependent for their survival on this aid. If groups pulled out, if funding evaporated, you could very quickly see mortality rates going back up again.
You write that one possible explanation for the decline in deaths is that some people believe the tactics of the Janjaweed, those are the nomadic militias in Darfur, are changing, that instead of killing people, they're trying to intimidate them. How exactly are they doing that?
First off, the violence is also decreasing, and that's another factor for the reduction in the number of people dying. The UN figures show that the number of violent attacks that you're seeing in the region are down something around 60% the first part of this year compared to last year, and the fatalities are down about 70%. 3 years ago, you were really seeing terrible large-scale massacres of towns where they would go in, kill dozens of people, burn the entire village down. Those kinds of attacks you're really not seeing as much anymore. And part of it is everyone in that region has adjusted their behavior. The Janjaweed, I was told, are finding that they don't need to necessarily go in and do that. You can rob. You can rape. Rape is still a big problem. Likewise, they can just show up and maybe burn down one house, and the entire village and region might flee in response. It's still a terrible humanitarian problem and a terrible displacement problem, but they're not dying in those numbers because they're moving more quickly.
Edmund Sanders is the Nairobi Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you.